From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
We are glad you were on board today, the Bill Michaels Show. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way, and if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, it is @Bill_Michaels, at Radio Joe Sports. You can track him down there. You can also find us on the Facebook fan page, should you choose to do so. You can track us down in that way as well. And also you've got, which is simply facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. The website has most of it. If you want to go there, it's even better. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That is BillMichaelsSports.com. You can also find us on the Radio.com app. Radio.com, the sports, man, they got a ton of stuff and a ton of different things to listen to. Not just us, but if you're into sports, it's a terrific resource and a great place to go. But all you have to do is go to Radio.com and download it on whatever mobile device you possibly have. And kind of go from there. I'm Bill Michaels and feeling a little bit better. You apparently are feeling a little bit worse today, right, Radio Joe?
Yeah, I don't feel good. Yeah. I feel tired. I feel weak.
Yep.
Throat hurts.
Yep.
I haven't been sick in a while, so I guess I'm due for it. But, I mean, this sucks. And I guess it's really going around the building. And I hear other people getting the flu. I mean, we're just about to start spring here. And it's, yeah, it sucks.
The whatever the crud is that hit me when I was like 2 days into Arizona last week. It was maybe Monday. We arrived late Saturday night, really early Sunday morning, because of that goofy flight out of Milwaukee and the terrible airline. And then we ended up landing on Sunday, started feeling a little bit on Monday. By Tuesday, I was sick. So I've had these, I get sinus infections all the time. And you just figure anytime you fly, you might end up sick. It is what it is. You're flying in a tube, basically. So I ended up just miserable. I got Allegra D, nasal spray, anything I could do. But the drainage at night was terrible. I mean, like choking on yourself because your sinuses are draining so bad. So my wife says, that's it. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to stop at CVS on the way back from the ballpark. I said, okay, great. So go to CVS, and she goes, okay, I'm going to run in. I'm going to get a couple things for you. Okay, that's it. So she comes out. She's got a neti pot, a neti nasal cleaner, nasal gel, something. I mean, she's like, she researches the hell out of everything. And so I told her, I said, look, I don't think I can do a neti pot. I mean, the last time I tried to do a neti pot, I damn near drowned, you know? And So she starts laughing. So that night I didn't do it because she was just waiting. So the next day I got up and she said, hey, do me a favor. I said, what's that? And she goes, you know, are you going to do the neti pot tonight? And I said, well, I'm kind of, you know, thinking about doing it. And you know why? She goes, because, you know, can we watch? Because they wanted to giggle at me and see if I ended up drowning or something. Like if somebody needed to throw me a life preserver in the sink. And so I said, yeah, sure, no problem. So I ended up taking it to the ballpark. So I was at American Family Fields of Phoenix that morning on Thursday morning. I got there really early because our show went on the air out there at 8 a.m. So I got there like, I don't know, 6:30, quarter to 7, something. I got there really early that morning. And I thought, I'm taking this neti pot, I'm taking this mist, this nasal wash, and this gel, and I'm going to the bathroom. And just to make sure that nobody would see me like this idiot, I actually went into the women's restroom and locked the door because there's not any women there in the morning, so I thought I'm safe. So I went in, locked the door, and I did the neti pot, and I did a video. I watched thank God for YouTube. I did a YouTube video, and I saw how you actually do it. There's actually a YouTube video on how to use the neti pot, and they show it. They show this woman actually pouring it in her head and it coming out of her nose on the other side. And it's the grossest thing, but it was satisfying. So I actually went into the bathroom and I did this thing. And I've got my head tilted to the side, and I'm like, oh, I can feel it. I can feel it. But I didn't know you had to breathe. You had to breathe through the whole thing. So I'm breathing. So through your mouth, you can breathe. And so I told her, I said, you know, I actually did it, and it worked. And she said, well, thank God, you know, it worked, and you feel better, which was true. I mean, I think they missed the entertainment value of me trying to stick that thing up my nose. But nevertheless, it was, thank God she took care of me and figured it out, because that stuff washed out my head. So if you've ever not used a neti pot, thank God I got a wife that said, go use this thing, even though it was more of an entertainment value thing. Go use this thing, try it, and see if it doesn't clear you up. And I'll be damned. I mean, I still had a touch of the crud, but as far as my sinus cavities go, oh my God, I felt so much better. So that's just a little tip, that if you've got the sinus, and my stuff was draining into my throat and causing my throat to be real sore, that's what I ended up doing. So, and that stuff works. That stuff really works. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And if you want to give us a shout, do it on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockey talk line, and give us a shout there. And yesterday was the end kind of an era, because remaining on this Packers team from the Super Bowl championship team, the most recent Super Bowl championship team, is Mason Crosby, Brian Bulaga, Aaron Rodgers, and Tremont Williams. That's it. No Randall Cobb, no Clay Matthews, no Jordy Nelson. Cobb wasn't a part of that team anyway. Cobb came the year after. But Randall Cobb is now gone. He is signed with the Dallas Cowboys. And we figured all along that Clay Matthews, who apparently took less money, he ended up going to the West Coast and to take over some of the defensive prowess for the Rams. So he ends up going going there. Jordy Nelson's still out visiting, but you're talking about fan favorites, names that everybody knew, you know? So, you know, and it's interesting, because on the day that Randall Cobb leaves, Geronimo Allison, he re-signs with the Packers, and that becomes official, according to the NFL Transaction Group and Rob Domofsky, who tweeted that out. The Packers still need that slot guy. They've got some guys. I believe Equanimeous St. Brown can be a slot receiver. But nevertheless, the Packers are going to be looking to add via the draft for sure. But fan favorites are now gone. And I had said all along, you don't have to sign them, because, look, the old saying in the NFL is, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. Because if you stay the same, you're getting worse. Because the rest of the league is getting better, at least attempting to, or those rivals and people you're chasing are trying to get better. So the question is, are we better, or are we worse, or are we the same with the guys there? And if you're the same, then you're getting worse. There's no two ways about it. For the money, you can use that money elsewhere. You just can. And Clay Matthews was probably the more viable candidate to come back, but only if he was going to play certain downs in a certain position. He got more money than I think many would have paid him. So kudos to him. But the Packers weren't going to go $6-8 million a year to keep Clay Matthews in the fold, and somebody else valued him, and that's great. Maybe he'll flourish there. But and he's playing in warm weather. He's playing in warmer weather, so that's probably going to help him out as well. But I wouldn't have paid him that amount of money. I know some are disappointed to see him go, but it's not that I'm disappointed. I'm certainly not shocked. It's just I looked at it as, this is business in the NFL. Back in Balance LLC tweets me and says, my wife had done the neti pot for years. I finally tried it. Worked great. I even do it when I'm not so stuffy. Cleans out all the crap. It does. Thank God my wife made me do it. I completely agree with you. 855-830-8648. Are you sorry to see Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, both, neither go? Are you sorry to see him get out of Green Bay? 855-830-8648. Stick around. We got more of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Sometimes it makes me sad, though. I have to remind myself that some birds aren't meant to be caged. Their feathers are just too bright. And when they fly away, The part of you that knows it was a sin to lock them up does rejoice. But still, the place you live in is that much more drab and empty that they're gone. I guess I just miss my friend.
Welcome back to the program. That is from Shawshank Redemption, and that is what Aaron Rodgers had put on his Instagram after Clay Matthews and Randall Cobb both gone. Jordy Nelson gone, and the guard is changing. Were you upset to see either or both go? And, I mean, if you had to have one of these guys back, whether it's Jordy, whether it's Randall, whether it's Clay, anybody else that they've let go over the years, is there somebody you wish that you had back as a Packers fan? And I look at this and say, well, you know, if there's anybody that I could say, well, I would love to see them bring them back, probably, you know, look, as much as I've said that Jordy had lost it, had lost a step, I think still Jordy had that level of something that was in connection with Aaron Rodgers. But also, if you keep Jordy, you stunt the growth of the others around him because Jordy kind of becomes the crutch. You look at the numbers with Jordy and the numbers without Jordy. Yes, it equates to more wins, but, you know, now it's one of those, because many people were quick to point out last year, look at Aaron Rodgers' numbers without Jordy Nelson, and look at this team's win-loss percentage without Jordy Nelson. Many people were quick to point out, hey, is it Aaron or was it Jordy? Because I've said all along, look, if you believe that Jordy was that important, you should have paid Jordy the $100-plus million, not Aaron Rodgers, if it was all Jordy, if you wanted to strictly base it off of those numbers. So Jordy might have been the guy, but for the most part, it's always better to get rid of a guy a year too soon than a year too late. Because you right now, and I was listening to, I found it really interesting, I was listening to Paul Allen over in Minneapolis, and I was listening to Chicago sports radio the last week or so. And I was listening to Chicago mainly for the fact that I wanted to hear more about the Cubs, but they started talking about the Packers, and both had the same sentiment. Boy, Aaron Rodgers is really one of the only guys left. They've got the kicker. They've got your right tackle who's on the decline, and Aaron Rodgers, and really not many other guys left off of that championship team. And boy, the Packers are in full-blown rebuild. And I started thinking about that because we don't think of it as rebuilding. We think of it as reloading. But I think over the last 2 years, you'd probably have to look at this team and say, you know what? Outside looking in probably is a little bit more correct than sitting here with the green and gold glasses on. For the most part, yeah, you're kind of in full-blown rebuild. Now, you're not rebuilding everybody, but, you know, you've had to go with new running backs, new wide receivers. You had to bring in another tight end. You've had to remake your entire secondary in a matter of about 2 years. You're still searching for that other linebacker. You know, you picked up Oren Burks. You picked up Jake Ryan. Jake Ryan no longer even here. Blake Martinez has been solid, but you're still looking for the other guy. We continually talk every year about somebody, for the love of God, find a pass rush. You know, you still haven't found that consistently. Still trying to find that other down lineman. You know, you're bringing in Mo Wilkerson, hoping Montrevious Adams is going to be the guy. Can Lancaster be the real deal? I mean, you go through that whole list and you say, you know what? You're still grasping at straws. Special teams have been a problem. You know, you're drafting a punter. You know, I mean, there's not an area on this team that you can't throw a dart at and say we don't need to upgrade. Hell, you made a trade to get a better backup quarterback, for God's sakes. Yeah, I guess when you look at it from the outside looking in the real world, looking through the window that is Green Bay, yeah, I guess the Packers are in a full-blown rebuild. 855-830-8648. Listening to us in La Crosse and the mighty KTY out there, Rick, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill, how you doing? I heard you're out the Big Boar again.
I was. I made it out. Man, that place is fantastic. Now, I didn't get a chance to see the owner, but, man, the place is fantastic. Always love going in there.
Yeah, I told Jerry he stopped in, so.
Yep. Always give him a plug on the air when I'm out there because I love that stuff, and I pick myself up some bottles of sauce, too, while I was there.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I think it's just time to move on. Time for, and all. I mean, even Lombardi had to get rid of his guys. He put Horning and Taylor on that expansion list back then. So.
Yep. No, I get it. It's a tough day if you're a Packers fan because many of the jerseys that you used to see walking around the field, those players are no longer there. You know what I mean?
Yep. I got a little easier thing than the neti pot for you, right from my doctor and my wife, the nurse.
Okay.
Get yourself one of those big plastic syringes.
Okay.
And get some pickling and canning salt. Has to be coarse salt. A warm glass of water, mix that salt in there, and fill that up and shoot it up your nose.
Like a neti pot, you tilt your head, but you shoot that stuff up your nose.
Well, I do it right over the sink.
I would do it right over the sink, too. Unless I'm doing it on as my car's driving down the street and my head's sticking out the window.
But, yeah, it's a lot quicker and easier.
All right, so one of those big old syringes. Is that one of those things that you would, like, use for, like, a turkey baster or something, or what?
Well, yeah, it's not, I don't know if it's that, not that big.
Okay.
It's about 6 inches long, maybe.
Okay.
Plastic one you can pick up in the drugstore.
All right.
And make sure you get the pickling and canning salt.
Pickling and canning salt, dissolve it and stick it up your nose. All right.
And some warm water. Hey,
all right.
Good talk to you, Bill.
All right, buddy.
Care.
Talk to you soon. There you go. It's our buddy Rick out there in La Crosse. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Tony listening to us in Greendale. Tony, how you doing today, man? What's going on? Tony's not ready. Let's do this. A couple of people off of Twitter, 855-830-8648. Let's see here. This one says, from Rosario, says, how can you say that a quarterback that has had more talent on this team his team in college, yet couldn't win, then played a full season in the pros without winning a single game, is better than Brett Hundley? Are you guys kidding me? I don't think we were talking about that, to be perfectly honest with you. Deshaun Kizer is the backup. As far as I know, they went out and found a better backup than Brett Hundley. Deshaun Kizer played for the Cleveland Browns when the Cleveland Browns were still the Browns, so to speak. There's not a whole lot of people that are coming into that. Look at all the quarterbacks that went through the Browns situation over the years before they finally got football people in there running it. Think about it, okay? Come on. Think about it. BJ Anderson says, I always felt like Jordy was the leader of the offense. He was the guy who bridged the gap between Rodgers and the rest of the team. This one's from Rob, and Rob writes, hey guys, if I had one player to get back, probably be Jordy. Clay would be a close second, although Clay clearly has lost a step and should only be playing inside. I'm going to be interested to see how they use him out in L.A. Trevor says, isn't it going to be odd now if Clay doesn't come up with suddenly a hamstring injury? Do you think he's going to enjoy playing in the warmer weather and that will cause that problem to subside? That's what I was saying was, if Clay's out there in warmer weather, maybe he doesn't have that hamstring tweak. Although he's done that in training camp when it's, 85 degrees in Green Bay. It's just something that pops up. He's seemingly, now last year, I don't think he had a problem with it last year, to be honest with you. But it's something that has popped up often in his career. And when it slows him down, one of the things that made Clay so dangerous was his speed. His closing speed was amazing. 855-830-8648. You've got this one. This from Cindy. Sad day in Green Bay, yes. No doubt. Brian writes in the Wendy's email inbox and says, if I had one player to keep, it would be Clay, but I wouldn't even keep him. Look at what Bill Belichick does over there in New England, and we keep saying, be like Belichick. He cuts guys or lets them go before that big second contract. He knows they're only going to give you a couple more good years, so why hang on to them and watch the end of their career dwindle in your organization while you're paying them big dollars? I say good riddance. Thanks for what you did for us. Certainly you have a ring to show for it. Now go out and be great somewhere else because we need to rebuild this team and get them back on track with bigger, younger, faster, stronger players around Aaron Rodgers. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, by the way, this portion of the program, got to mention it, brought to you by our good friends over there at Cousin Subs. At Cousin Subs, that's where they believe in better at Cousin Subs. They've been getting it done for over 45 years, as a matter of fact. And whether it's parties for 10 or 10,000, they can do it. They've got catering, and they've been serving up those made-to-order grilled subs right off the grill for over 45 years as well. They grill them up. Cheesesteaks, Phillies, bacon cheddar, bacon mushroom Swiss, so much more, made with a USDA choice of steak or all white meat chicken. Each sub topped with only the freshest sliced Wisconsin cheeses, veggies, and that signature baked bread daily. Nice. Don't forget about the delicious fries or the Wisconsin cheese curds, the Radio Joe cheese curds. So order online or pick up. They even have delivery now in select locations. Don't forget, check out our friends at Cousin Subs. That's where they believe in better. Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. If there's one guy you would have brought back or that you're really going to miss, who is it? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
With the 26th pick in the 2009 draft, the Green Bay Packers select Clay Matthews.
Wentz, Rodgers gets out, floats it, Cobb! Touchdown, Randall Cobb!
Welcome back. The announcement when Clay Matthews was drafted, and obviously when Randall Cobb goes over the top, catches the pass from Aaron Rodgers, Packers go to the postseason. Both guys signing with other teams. Clay Matthews going out to L.A., signing with the Rams. Randall Cobb going to the Dallas Cowboys, both staying in the NFC, mind you. 855-830-8648. If there's a guy that you would like to see come back or didn't want to lose to begin with, who would that be? If any. Otherwise, you may be of the ilk of wasn't working. Move on. Time to go. For the money, head on out. 855-830-8648. That is on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockeyTalkLine. Find us over on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. And then there's the Facebook fan page. You can always find us over there, simply facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. The radio.com app, you can download that on any mobile device you have. Take the show with you everywhere. We always appreciate that. There's always the website. That's simply BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. Back to the phone calls. Tony listening to us in Greendale. Tony, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good, Bill.
What's up?
I guess the one that kind of bothers me a little bit, or makes me nervous, I should say, is Matthews. Okay, and I know he's been missing games with the hamstring and everything, but I'm just worried about our linebackers. I mean, you know, Jake Ryan, I guess he was out all last year, and, you know, they let him go now, and it's like, but the one thing that still bothers me, and I've said this before to you, is that Jimmy Graham, why they would hold on to him for another year, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, really? You know, and then they signed the other one, I forget his name, he's a 13-year veteran that they kept, you know, they're keeping him. He's a good pass blocker, I guess.
Jimmy Graham. No, he's a terrible pass blocker, but he's a...
Not Jimmy Graham.
Oh, Mercedes Lewis?
Yeah. But, you know, that I question, but I really question this Jimmy Graham, and then you get rid of Matthews. It's like, well, these coaches, you know, they're looking at film every day. And, you know, are looking at film on Matthews on what he did last year and everything. He didn't work with him in practice or something like that because, you know, everybody's new.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they want a clean slate, that kind of thing. You know, they're not attached to these guys in any way. I know, well, you know, what they've done in games or what they could bring. It's time to move on. It's move on time. So we got to kind of get used to that. But,
yeah,
man, I hope it's not going to be a 6-10 season. You know, I just a little worried about
all right.
With everything. You know what I mean? I almost think like, early building, like you said before, we always looked at it as reloading, and that's kind of how I looked at it.
Sure. No, I but, look. Hey, when you appreciate the phone call, when you talk about Jimmy Graham, they would have owed the money to. So that was a reason. No other. I mean, they talked about his leadership. They talked about him playing through adversity, what he showed the rest of the team, the way he went about his business, how professional he was. That's great. Okay. But the bottom line was, you're paying the guy a bunch of money. You got to hope that he comes back and has a better season. That's it. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. That's the reason they went in that direction. I mean, they're hoping that Jimmy Graham anchors that tight end position.
And Bill, who signed Jimmy Graham to their contract?
It was Brian Gutekunst.
Exactly. He's not going to bail on.
I mean, you look at what the dead cap money would be. Basically, the dead cap money would be the same amount of salary as you're paying the guy. So there's no win there. You'd be paying the guy the same amount of money whether he plays for you or not, so you're not gaining anything. So you might as well keep him, hang on to see if he can give you a bounce back year and kind of a proving year for himself and see what happens. That's it. You know, SportTrack, they ended up changing his numbers because originally you could have saved about $3 million, but you're not going to. His dead cap hit coming into the season, his pay, his salary would be 12.66. His cap hit would be 12.33. You're not gaining anything by cutting him loose. So that's the reason you're going to hang on to Jimmy Graham and hope he gives you a better year and see what happens.
You know, with all these free agent signings that the Packers made last week, the four big ones, you know, it addressed a lot of needs. And, you know, you and me 2 weeks ago had a debate about the whole best player available mentality. And now that they've made all these signings, I am more with you when it comes to best player available in the draft and what could be there for the Packers with those two first-round picks. I am actually more inclined. I didn't feel good about this before the signings, but I feel more comfortable now that if a guy like Noah Fant is there at pick 30, I'd take him.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, you have no future at tight end. I'm willing to give Jimmy Graham one more chance in the LaFleur offense and see if they can use him differently. And maybe there's hope in a way that he will be slightly more effective than what he was last year. And he's got to stay healthy on top of it. But if tight end is right there, if that's the best player available on their draft board, then go ahead and take a tight end like a Noah Fant. I'm all for that.
Yeah,
really, Bill, wide receiver too.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple of good wide receivers that could go in the first round.
Yep.
So do you pass on a DK Metcalf, you know, if he happens to fall that? I mean, do you do that?
Whatever the best is that fall, and here's what's going to happen. You're going to get Kyle Murray's probably going to go first. When we were out in Arizona, that's all they talked about. Kyle Murray, they obviously made room for him. So he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy that's going to come into the Arizona Cardinals system. After that, you believe it's going to be the defensive end, Nick Bosa, going to San Francisco. And then it becomes a shooting fish in a barrel. Josh Allen, does he go for out of Kentucky, the outside linebacker, does he go to the Jets? The Jets need defensive linemen. Do they take Quinnen Williams? Or do they take somebody else? Is there somebody else that they really like? Is it Montez Sweat, out of the defensive end out of Mississippi State? Or do they take, they also need offensive tackle help. Do they take Juwan Taylor out of Florida? I mean, so as soon as there's a run, say you start getting defensive ends, and Rashawn Gary goes out of Michigan, you get other players that start to leave, does that leave you DK Metcalf? Does he suddenly fall? Does Jonah Williams, if nobody's taking an offensive tackle, does Jonah Williams or Juwan Taylor both fall to your lap? I mean, it just depends on what the run is ahead of you as to who you're going to take. All of those positions short of quarterback, I'm interested in. I'm interested in wide receiver. I'm interested in inside linebacker. If you get Devin White, the kid out of LSU, you're good to go. I'm not big on taking a tight end that early at number 12, but later.
Later, yeah.
It seems like that would be maybe more a more likely position to grab. Now, when people say, well, if you're taking the best available, what if Drew Locke is there? Drew Locke, to me, is not top 10, top 15 on anybody's board. They may take him in Miami because they need to figure out the Ryan Tannehill era is ending. So they need to figure out what they're going to do at quarterback.
Quarterback is one position that I do not want to draft at all.
And they may end up trying to trade up.
Yeah.
If they think a team's going to take a quarterback. But there's Christian Wilkins. There's Marquise Brown, the wide receiver. I mean, whoever happens to be sitting. Cleland Farrell, I still like the defensive end out of Clemson. There's just so much sitting there.
I saw a draft board the other day that had Greedy Williams, corner out of LSU, who you really like.
I love that kid.
In the, like, late 20s. Falling in the late
right.
20s.
Because it all depends on where the run. We've seen this before where we say, this is the way it's going to go. And all of a sudden, there's a run. There's a run on defensive ends. There's a run on linebackers. There's a run on pass rushers. There's a run on safeties. Whatever it may be. And teams start scrambling. Because we got to draft for need. Well, if you're the Packers, you're like, well, that's fine. Yeah, we need a safety, but we also need a corner. We also need an outside pass rusher. We also need an inside linebacker. We also need defensive line. We need a right guy, a right guard, and a right tackle. You need every damn body. So just sit back, relax, and wait. And I don't necessarily want to see them trade and garner more picks. Unless you're trading back just two spots, you get say another for, you know, that team's first round pick. Say you get, you know, I don't know, say the Dolphins want to trade up a spot or Atlanta wants to trade up a spot. I don't mind that going back to 14 or 13 or even 15 to the Redskins. I don't mind that. But what I don't want to see is them trade at that pick out of the first round and get two second rounders and a third rounder or something like that. I don't want to see that. And then have them say, well, you know, we've also got the 30th pick, so we still had a first-round draft choice. No, I don't want to see that. I want to see them get some of this high-quality beef, man. That's what I'm looking for. 855-830-8648. So, that being said, you lose Clay Matthews, you lose Randall Cobb, you lose most likely Jordy Nelson's not coming back. Some of the fan favorites are gone, and a lot of the jerseys that I see floating around Lambeau Field on a day-in, day-out basis, whether it's Matthews, whether it's Rodgers. Now, Rodgers obviously still here, and he's been the mainstay, and he's the franchise. But I still see a lot of Jordy Nelsons floating around out there. For those people that are buying jerseys, was this one of those painful days because you never wanted to see that jersey go away? Or are you saying, you know what, the Packers are doing the right thing. They're in full-blown rebuild. They're getting rid of coaches. They're getting rid of players. I mean, there's nobody safe, right? I mean, hell, even Aaron Rodgers at some point will have to face the reality of what he wants to do, retire, remain in Green Bay, or go someplace else. You know, I mean, Brett Favre didn't stay here for his entire career. Anybody's up for grabs. So we know that's the business side of football. Are you sad to see any of those guys go? And do you want any of those guys back? Or would you have liked to have had them back? Or are you glad Brian Gutekunst is just simply like a guy going out and trying to make sure that his tree continues to grow bigger and more beautiful every year? He's trimming all the dead wood. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. Because I think some tough decisions were made, but I think they were the right decisions. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hey, try their pizza buffet, unlimited trips to the salad bar as well. The pudding is completely supported by our own Mike Clemens. And veterans, you know how they take care of you out there. Some of the best and friendliest service you're ever going to receive anywhere. That's 911 North Hastings Way in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Say hi to the gang at Pizza Del Rey. Also, our buddy Dwayne. Boy, he's got a lot of great stuff. I was following his stuff on Facebook the other day. Dwayne's Cover It All in Wausau. Now, they are Wisconsin's best canvas upholstery and boat cover provider, plus awnings, upholstery of all types. You name it, they can do it. Follow them on Facebook at Cover It All. Just follow Dwayne's Cover It All or go to Duanes, DwaynesCoverItAll.com. That's DwaynesCoverItAll.com. And don't forget about my buddy Glenn and everybody over at Brager Chevy. Brager Chevy. They're good people. If you're looking for new or used, it doesn't matter. But if you want to talk sports and trades and signings and postseason, go see my buddy Glenn in the service department over there. He'll give you an earful, and they'll take care of you right. Go see our friends at Brager Chevrolet. Go to B-R-A-E-G-E-R, Brager Chevrolet, BragerChevy.com. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Are you sad to see one, both, or none go at all? More of the Bill Michaels Show after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Hey, our friends over at Bud Light reminding you that weather is starting to warm up. Tailgate season is almost upon us. You're gonna be enjoying yourself, but don't forget, come June, Wednesday Night Live is back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. Great music, charitable events, a lot of good stuff under the stars. Get ready for it. Warmer weather is upon us. It's gonna happen. Hopefully, it happens real soon, sooner rather than later. But it's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. David Bakhtiari. Put out, yesterday was tough. To know that I won't be seeing these men at 1265 for work every day was a gut shot. But I'm nothing but excited and happy for the next chapter in their lives, both on and off the field. Clay, from meeting you before I was ever your teammate and teaching me a few techniques, to bull rushing, a cobra striking me, and even doing your predator move just to prove your point at camp. I enjoyed every encounter we had at work, on and off the field. No matter if it was just in passing or just a witty line, you showed how to be a professional, have unparalleled work ethic, and did it every day. Randall Cobb, from being a consummate pro to treating everybody who walked through the doors at work the same. How you conducted yourself every day, both on and off the field, is what makes you a special brother. Honored to share these experiences with you and appreciate the extra workout in the middle of the games every time you scored a touchdown. As a man, I thank you for showing me what it means to be a true professional, leader, teammate, future husband, and above all, a good person. Though these times will be missed, they will never be forgotten. Appreciate you guys. 5818, hashtag legends. So there you go. That's from David Bakhtiari, as he puts out a tweet yesterday in regards to Randall Cobb and Clay Matthews, both no longer with the Green Bay Packers organization. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Travis says, didn't Clay go to L.A. for less money, so it was actually his choice to leave the Packers? Well, he went there for less money, but he didn't have an offer from the Packers. He had offers from other teams, just so you know. It wasn't the Packers, but he, you know, the Packers cut him loose. But he had offers from other teams. Now, I don't know. I know he and his agent and the Packers were talking at one point. I don't know specifically what was offered, if anything. But I know that Clay, it was rumored that Clay had turned down some more lucrative offers from other teams to go and play for the Rams in L.A. But I know this, and just, again, this year, kind of talking to some people at Super Bowl, agents and such that start to pass through, and you get a chance to talk to these people, and they said, look, Clay wasn't looking to take any kind of a big pay cut. He wanted to get the most in the market. And if it was similar, then he'd probably go to a team of his choice. And if it wasn't, then he'd probably go with the money. Now, I don't know how much less he took to go to L.A. That he would have to tell you. But it is reported that some teams were offering more. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. A couple of news and notes. Big night last night. We have not mentioned it yet, and we're going to talk more about it. But big night last night for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, it was kind of a yawner. I got to be honest, I never did get rid of the tickets. I take that back. I got rid of two of the tickets I held on to. The Bucks got a win last night, 115-101. And Brooke Lopez, big night last night, 28 points, 9 boards, 3 assists. But I think really the talk becomes more so about Chris Middleton, who drops 30 last night. 12 of 20 shooting, 4 of 7 beyond the arc. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Gets a couple of boards, 8 boards. 10 boards total, actually, I should say. And gets 5 assists on the night. Had a really solid career-type night. The criticism falls on him because he did it against a weaker L.A. team. Well, who cares? He still did it. And if that's the jumping-off point for bigger and better things to come, then I'm all for it. But the Bucks get a win. I mean, ultimately, that's what it's all about. 53-18, 28-6 at the Fiserv Forum. And I, in no way, shape, or form, I'm not making any apologies for the Bucks getting a win or the Bucks beating up on a bad team. And look, they got a bad team again tonight, taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Am I going to think any less of him if he ends up putting another 30 up against Cleveland? Hell no. Keep doing it. As long as you start stacking success, it doesn't matter. You know, Bucks still 3 games ahead of Toronto. They have clinched the playoffs. They're either going to be a 1 or 2 seed at worst. You know, they still have, like I said, 53 wins. That's 5 wins better than Golden State. 4 losses better than Golden State. Think about that. They have the best record in all the NBA by 3 games right now. By 3 games right now. They have played 71 ball games. They have 11 to go. They have 11 to go, which means if they win 8 games out of that 11 right away and Toronto wins out, they still end up tied and they still end up with the best record because they beat Toronto in the season series. So think about that. They would have to go basically, you know, what did I say? They'd have to win 7 out of the 11 and Toronto would have to win all remaining games for Toronto to then end up with a better record in the number 1 seed. Because Philadelphia's not going to catch them. So at worst, they're a 2 seed. But that's where the Bucks are right now. That's how good their season has been. Now the question becomes, do they get to 60, 61, 62 wins? Because they have lost to some teams they had no business losing to down the stretch here. There's no doubt about that. We've talked about that. But Bucks get a nice win last night. They're back at it again tonight, taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it was a pretty good crowd down at the Fiserv Forum last night. It wasn't a sit-on-your-hands crowd. I mean, I know there was a lot of people on Twitter last night that just were saying, my God, this is embarrassing. It's quiet. It's a little different on TV. It's a little bit better in person. But it was nowhere near this, you know, playoff type of atmosphere because it just wasn't that type of game, man. You were missing two of the game's biggest stars.
Yeah, I was there last night. There really wasn't much theatrics from the crowd. But again, it's hard to measure that when, like you just said, I mean, LeBron right. and Giannis were not there. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
I'll tell you what, though. I was a little annoyed that the Bucks almost blew that game considering they were up 23 points towards the end of the third quarter. That annoyed me a little bit, but beyond that, it's another win. Headed
yep.
to the column.
Another win. Move on. Continue to go and get yourself. Make sure you stay healthy and get yourself ready for the postseason. Stay tuned when we come back. How will you remember Randall Cobb and Clay Matthews' legacy in Green Bay if you had to describe it? What would it be? More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.